Tyrone are up and running at last with their first win of the National Football League Division 1 campaign. A comfortable 7 points defeat of Ulster rivals Monaghan has come too late to provide a launch pad for an assault on the league title, but it just may be the beginning of a defiant climb out of the relegation zone. Peter Hart was in the form of his life at Healy Park, turning in an electrifying attacking display, and a 1-6 haul could have been greater had a brilliant effort at a lobbed goal not gone narrowly wide during a dominant spell in the second half. The game was effectively won in that 20-minute spell after half-time when they reeled off 8 points without reply. Monaghan had just been restored to the full complement of 15 players following Desi Ward's 10 minutes in the sin bin, having conceded just 1 point while a man down, but they could find no way to halt the red-hand attacking machine. Hart gave Rory Began no chance with a brilliant 4th-minute strike which flew into the top corner of the net after Matty Donnelly and Liam Rafferty had combined. That score looked set to send the Redhands on their way, but McManus was in defiant form at the other end, hitting 3 brilliant points from play. He brought the side's level at 1-2 to 5 points, but 2 Harter frees restored the Redhands' 2 points advantage. Niall Sludden extended the lead, but Jack McCarran arrowed over a brilliant score and converted a tricky free to keep the Farnie men right in it. Tyrone crafted another goal chance, with Hart sending Ben McDonald through, but the wing-back blazed a shot over the bar. After Desi Ward had picked up a black card on 32 minutes, Monaghan retreated with all 14 men camped deep in their own half and held Tyrone scoreless during that spell. It was 1-7 to 7 at the break. Hart was playing with joy and abandon, running at the Monaghan defence early in the second half, picking off scores and providing opportunities for his teammates. Kieran McGeary, Niall Morgan, Conor Myler and Cahal McShane were also on target as the Redhands went on all-out attack, while keeping it secure at the back as well. Monaghan attack was living off scraps, but Stephen O'Hanlon did manage to cut in from the left to get a shot away, but keeper Morgan was equal to the task. They'd gone more than half an hour without a score before McInnesby found the target, and while McManus added 3 more, they were a well-beaten side by that stage, and Tyrone were well on their way to a much-needed success. Final score, Tyrone 116, Monaghan 12 points.